Dating way back to the 6th century AD, the Mayans had reached their peak in power and have proven to be extremely skilled at writing, pottery, and mathematics, which is why the Mayan calendar is so famous. The remarkable Mayan calendar consists of 18 months of 20 days, instead of our usual 12 of 28 to 31 days. This is called the Hab, which is followed by 5 days called the Wayib. However, the day count still adds up to 365. You might ask, what about star signs? Which is actually a very valid question. With 20 days for each 18 months, that must alter a lot. Well, yes, it does. Here are the different months. Even though they are listed from top left to bottom right, this is where it gets a little bit different. The sign which hits the start of January is Cheyenne, which you will notice is the first symbol on the third row. You will find many of these calendars that are spelt differently, and that tends to happen, most likely due to their different languages. These symbols are rather interesting, diverse and creative, just like the Mayans themselves. These symbols and signs are fun to learn about, especially when they can reveal more about yourself and how you can draw strength when it's needed. In this video, we have listed each sign and the dates they fall under. Have a look and see which one you are and what it could mean for your personality. Cheyenne. From January 2nd to January 21st. The Cheyenne meaning is black storm, black sky, and moon. As the first one of the bunch, Cheyenne represents the nighttime, which means, funnily enough, that these people are night owls. If you are born under this sign, you might experience peaks of productivity around 9 p.m. until 4 a.m., where you suddenly get lots of creative ideas that spark an excitement within you. It is said that everything to do with the night is a good symbol for you. Whether that's nocturnal animals, semi-precious stones such as the moonstone, or the night sky, you can draw energy from this. Perhaps consider wearing dark blues, blacks, and silvers to suit your sign and boost your imagination and ideas for projects. Yaks. From January 22nd to February 10th. The Yaks meaning is green storm and Venus. The Yaks is indeed a lovely sign to be. If Yaks is your sign, it means that you are naturally open, loving, and very giving to people around you, always wanting to help. It's hard for you to be surrounded by confrontation, and you do your very best to avoid this. Instead, you want peace and tranquility around you. So you're very good at reasoning with difficult people that others just can't agree with. You can bring a lot of good to this world. So perhaps in your spare time, volunteer for a dog or cat shelter. This way, you can feel like you're doing good deeds that you and others benefit from. Sok. From February 11th to March 2nd. Sok meaning is white storm and frog. People who have the sign of the Sok are actually very comfortable in their own skin, finding it easy to take on challenges with natural confidence. Have you ever witnessed one of those people who just gets up and goes? Well, if you are born from February 11th until the 2nd of March, you could act very much like this. Many people could be rather afraid to be out of their comfort zone. However, this sign welcomes change and risks. The best time of the day for this sign is the early morning. You might think we're crazy for saying this, but you could actually be more tired mid-morning. Therefore, earlier is better to go to the gym or run errands. Your sign is the frog because they can adapt very well to water and land, symbolizing how flexible you can be. Ke, from March 3rd to March 22nd. The Ke meaning is red storm, trees, deer, and east. Ke is all about balance, peace, and serenity. Are you someone who wants tranquility in your life with no arguments or upset? Chances are, if you're born between March 3rd until March 22nd, you are someone who is more of a peacemaker, who likes to restore unity within a group. Even though you aren't a fan of disagreements, the red storm and deer tells you to take your fiery passion and ensure you aren't being treated like a doormat. A deer can be vulnerable, so allow your stag side to come through when you need its power. There is nothing wrong with standing up for what you believe is right. You may find that woodland areas will help you relax and be more centered in times where you are unsure of yourself. Muck, from March 23rd to April 11th. The Muck meaning is enclosed and cover. Those born under the Muck sign are ones that tend to confuse people around them. Why is this? Well, it's because they aren't as well defined as the other signs in the calendar. If you are this sign, do you find yourself being a bit more secretive? You could be someone who likes to keep things under wraps. Therefore, you'll never be guilty of spilling too much information about what you get up to and what you are really like as a person until you know someone a lot better. This is actually a good thing because it keeps people guessing, and this makes them much more interested in who you are. You love spending time around people, but also feel you need to have that alone time very often to gather your thoughts and reflect on goals. So it's advised that you set aside an hour per day of total alone time to watch your favorite shows or have a bubble bath. This will keep you relaxed, recharged, and ready for the rest of the week. Kayunkin, from April 12th to May 1st. The Kayunkin meaning is earth, dog, underworld, and yellow sun. If you are born under the sign of Kayunkin, this sign represents the sun and the earth, which means you could be a big lover of natural environments, graced by beautiful weather. You could get times in the year where you experience heaps of wanderlust, making you desperate to seek beautiful surroundings to retreat in peace. With a spiritual connection to dogs, you could absolutely adore to be around them, matching well with their playful and loyal characteristics. It is very important for you to find beauty in the world, so it could be a brilliant idea for you to take up photography and start walking to different locations such as caves, beaches, or meadows to capture their exquisiteness. Muwan, from May 2nd to May 21st. The Muwan meaning is owl, rain and clouds, and fire. This sign is balanced between fire and water. Therefore, thunderstorms are powerful times for you due to the rain, water, and lightning, fire, which can bring you great strength. As an individual, you find being honest a very important way of life. It's essential to be upfront or truthful if you are unhappy or even massively happy with a situation you are in. You cannot stand those who deceive. Plus, you can see straight through it. If you know something isn't right, you will speak up for yourself and others to fix a problem, and you're never afraid to do so because of your moral standards. You do also enjoy discovering things in life, making you a brilliant learner. So many academic subjects will interest you. Plus, even detective games and puzzles could be right up your alley. Pex, from May 22nd to June 10th. The Pax meaning is planting time, jaguar, arrow, and drum. People born as the sign of Pax are lucky indeed, due to their spirit animal being the jaguar, which is considered extremely important to Mayans. Strong, graceful, and wise, you make a terrific leader who can bring a team to victory. It's important that you use this quality when it comes to your career, bringing you closer to those around you and helping them achieve their goals. People look to you for advice, and a lot of times, you already have an answer before they've even asked. Prepared and motivated, you see a task and have mapped out different ways to get it done. In your spare time, perhaps organize games that you and your friends can take part in so you can improve how you strategically lead a team, such as a charity race. Kayab, from June 11th to June 30th. The Kayab meaning is turtle, moon goddess, and one god. If you are born under this sign, your spirit animal is the turtle, connected to the moon and spirituality. You could be someone who loves meaning in everything you come across. Taking a step further than most, you want to understand people around you and what leads them to act in different ways. You might often think, why? And be tempted to dive deeper in discovering hidden messages and meaning behind behavior. You could even do this with yourself if you're unhappy and can't quite figure out what the root of the problem is. You might really enjoy activities such as writing poetry and art, analyzing the feelings behind it, and having a go at it yourself to gain perspective on your own personality or emotions. Kumku, from July 1st to July 20th. The Kumku meaning is grain, crocodile, and maize. Did you know that crocodiles survived past the Mesozoic era, even after dinosaurs became extinct, along with most reptiles too? Well, the crocodile is your spirit animal, which has gone through survival and adaptation throughout its existence. Starting from the bottom, it has patiently worked its way into our day and age, stronger than ever. This is similar to how you could act in many situations. You are not one of those people who expect things to be handed to you on a plate. Understanding that it takes hard work, you are more than willing to work hard and wait until the moment is right to reap the benefits. You're not a big lover of massive alterations. However, you can take this in your stride easily, enabling you to just get on with it. Wayeb, from July 21st to July 25th. The Wayeb meaning is missing days, the earth god, and specter. You might look at this date and become a bit puzzled about Wayeb. It only lasts 5 days, making this a very different sign of the Mayan calendar when others last for 20 days. During these very specific days, the Mayans believed that something didn't feel right and everything was unbalanced. It is said by these people that they thought ghosts would appear on Earth during this time, spooking everyone out. Yes, this might come across as a negative, but it actually isn't. Instead, it means that you have connections that go past the earth you live on. You could be very spiritual and interested in the afterlife, heaven, and reincarnation. Something great you could do is note down what dreams you have that involve you as a different person, which could help you discover who you might have been in a past life and how you can apply it to this life. Pop, from July 26th to August 14th. The Pop meaning is chief, leader, and soft earth. This sign isn't connected to pop music, before you get excited. This is another sign that excels in leadership, making it easy for them to straighten out issues and lead people to the finish line when it comes to goals and projects. Even though you are excellent at handling people in a group, you still remain very sensitive to how they feel in different situations. This means that if you are a boss or manager, you are loved by the team for your positive nature that is always happy to help. Many will see you as a friend, regardless of whether you're a colleague, neighbor, or a new acquaintance. Earthy and easygoing, you're always up for new experiences and showing people how they can let loose and have fun. Perhaps organize a day out with some new friends so you can learn more about each other whilst having fun. Woe, from August 15th to September 3rd. The Woe meaning is black sky, black jaguar, and frog. This sign is very similar to Cheyenne and Sock, sharing strength from the nighttime darkness before the start of the day. You are a sign who has both the jaguar and frog as your spiritual totem animals, giving you the best of both animals. You are brilliant at leadership, just like the jaguar, But you also love a challenge, and you're very adaptable, like the frog. You love anything to do with mystery, too, always wanting to discover new places, no matter what environment it is. Great activities for you would be to visit ancient monuments and learn about the different cultures of that time. Also, try to go out for walks at nighttime on your own. Remember to stay safe, or with a pet dog, and discover the peace and tranquility the night has to offer when it's at its most quiet times. Sip, from September 4th to September 23rd. The sip meaning is red conjunction, red sky, deer, and stag. People born under the sign of sip are connected to fire and air, making them very powerful people that are connected to the forest, and specifically deer and stags, which are your spirit animals. Gentle and graceful, you have qualities of the deer to be sensitive and sometimes vulnerable, searching for peace in your life. If something disrupts harmony in your life, such as an argument, you could take flight from the situation whilst upset, only ready to discuss it when you're ready and calm. However, with the stag's influence, you can actually be very upfront and dominant with brilliant leadership qualities. Red is your power color, so it would be a good idea for you to wear accessories that reflect this. A good idea for you is to spend time in the forest, perhaps taking a walk or going on a bike ride. These surroundings can bring you a calm feeling, which acts as a good form of escapism from stressful situations or surroundings that you need to take time away from. Zots, from September 24th to October 13th. The Zots meaning is bat, fish, two moss, and beginning of winter. Zots, sometimes spelt sots, is a sign that has spiritual animals of the bat and the fish, which are two very different beings, but they are both able to move very well in their environments, like the bat in the sky and the fish in the water. Due to this, your elements are air and water, making you very sensitive and intuitive of the world around you. It's very difficult to fool you, so you can spot straight away when someone isn't being truthful. It's not so easy for others to be able to see beyond the rose-tinted glasses and discover the real side of people. However, you only judge when you see a side of someone that is negative, but you rarely treat them with less respect because you don't think it's the correct way to deal with people. As a deep character, you are always thinking of those around you and how things can be improved, gathering different suggestions to come to a solution. If you want to change something for the better, gather people involved and brainstorm to discuss how others feel, so you can gain more understanding about what needs to be done. Sek, from October 14th to November 2nd. The Sek meaning is sky and earth. This sign is connected to the earth and the sky, therefore, it's likely that you are fascinated with everything above you, such as the constellations, planets, and even different spiritual realms. As someone who is very practical, even if you are involved emotionally in a situation, you can put this aside to come up with an effective plan to act when it's needed. Other people may not be thinking the way they should when a spanner is thrown in the works. However, you are someone who can see clearly through the fog. For example, if you know someone who is in a bad relationship but is trying to cover the cracks with excuses, you are someone who will explain that the lack of happiness is the root of the issue, bringing realization and wisdom to the person who needs it. You could be a great counselor or mediator in your friendship group, so try and strengthen this quality to help others when they could be in times of need. Remember to wait for them to ask first, before you go in with opinions about their situation, or you could come across as bossy and not helpful. Zul, from November 3rd to November 22nd. The Zul meaning is dog with sun tail. Days of birds, and dog god. Similar to Kayankin, Zul are connected to the spirit animal of the dog. These animals are very popular amongst humans as amazing companions, providing unconditional love, loyalty, and affection that is rarely offered as much by other animals. However, the Mayans believe the dog was the key to the afterlife, which would guide you across a path, such as a bridge, helping you pass on to your next life. You might be someone who feels very positive about the possibility of reincarnation or the other lives. Death of a person, situation, or chapter in a life is feared to be the end. However, you might feel it's a new beginning, a rebirth, if you will. This is a good trait to have because many are scared of the worst-case scenario, but instead, you know that even if something bad happens, a positive outcome will happen. Attitudes like this can bring people up who are experiencing great worry in their lives. Yakskin, from November 23rd to December 12th. The Yakskin meaning is new sun, sun god, red clouds, and green. If you are a Yakskin, you are actually connected to the Mayan sun god named Akin. This god was praised for the protection against disease, darkness, and negativity. As a born healer, you are extremely helpful for those around you. Even if someone is having a bad day, it feels as if you can erase the negativity circulating in their brain and replace them with happy thoughts. Even though you are a very happy-go-lucky character, boy, can you worry. This isn't good for situations of your own. Sure, you can calm others down, but when it's your own problems, you can get yourself into a panic. You need to remind yourself that worrying actually achieves nothing. So do something that relaxes you. If you're unsure about what that is, go running, take a bath, or participate in an activity, noting whether it helps reduce those thoughts. Just remember, all will be okay, and you should seek others' advice so they can reassure you that your worries are actually all in your head. Mol, from December 13th to January 1st. The Mol meaning is water, clouds gather, jaguar, and gathering. Mol is the last sign of the Mayan calendar, which would make you either a Sagittarius or a Capricorn. However, neither signs are one of water, just like Mol is, which again is why it is very different from the star signs we are aware of. This is another sign that is connected to the spirit animal of the jaguar, which gives them strength in their lives. You are able to bounce back from difficult situations in your life, turning into lessons instead of failures or past issues. At the end of the day, if something like this has happened, it will upset you. But at the end of it all, you can see how it's made you stronger. As a very spiritual individual, but also a great leader, you could make an excellent spiritual teacher, leading people, but also offering them a calm and relaxing experience around you. You will draw your strength from rainfall. So, if you have a covered porch or anything similar, sit there when it rains, so you can hear the wonderful noises without getting too wet. Please share your sign and if it was accurate for you. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button. And if you're new, please hit subscribe and the bell next to it for future notifications.